Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records and how you can use the records in your life, when you can use the energy, the field of energy called the Akashic Record in your life. My telephone number to call in questions tonight is 415-762-1161, and it will roll over, so you don't really have to wait unless I'm on the line with someone, but they'll let me know that somebody else is waiting. And if you'd like to email me a question, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Same name as the show. info@akashicwisdom.com. Now, we're going to start out tonight with, well, first of all, I want to talk about what I opened the records before I came on the air. So the records are now open. And for those of you just listening in, I actually use a specific sacred prayer that it's an actual vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And the prayer was originally brought down from the Mayans, and it's been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And the vibrational key is there, and like I said, it just shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And I think that for those people who are interested in this and would like to know more about the Akashic Records, you just need to email me, and I'll be happy to return your email with lots of information. You can also go up on the BBS site, and I have a lot of information there as well. And if you're interested in looking or learning how to access your own personal Akashic Records, I'm going to be in San Diego June 26th and 27th, Portland on July 10th and 11th. And those are teaching people how to access their Akashic Records from a level 1 point of view. If you're listening and you'd like a level 2, level 2 is going to be happening in San Diego on the 25th, 26th, and 27th, and in Cleveland on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. So June 25th, 26th, and 27th in San Diego for level 2, and Cleveland July 16th, 17th, and 18th. So those are some classes if you're interested in learning more about how to access the Akashic Records. Also, the Akashic Records, the reason I'm saying level 1, level 2, is level 1, as I said, is devoted, it's all about you. It's about you learning how to access your own personal Akashic Record. It's about how to work with the actual energy of the Akashic Record field in your light, in your life, in all areas of your life. And in level 2, you learn how, in my classes, you learn how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals. And so that's a level 2. And prerequisite for level 2 is obviously level 1. And there is a level 3. We'll probably be doing a level 3 in September. That would make sense. September, and I haven't decided on the location, but I'm feeling San Diego again, but we're not sure. Okay, moving along, we have some disasters to talk about. The past few days have been amazingly traumatic for the Ohio, Michigan, Illinois area, Pennsylvania too, and I live in Ohio. I am blessed I heard the storm. It was raining and blowing like crazy, but thank God, thank Spirit, that I was not in the line of those tornadoes. That's not the area that I live in. However, I'd like to just ask you all out there to take a moment and just hold those people who lost all of their belongings, to the cities who lost their police car fleet, to the high school that lost its building, and all the people who have been affected by this natural disaster, this natural turn of events. I'd just like you just to go in for a moment and send light to all those affected by the storm. Send light and love. Move deep into your heart and ask that all those that have lost everything realize they have been given the greatest gift, and that is to have their life. And for those seven people who lost their life, may we wish them only the best as they move on to a new adventure. Namaste. So why did natural disasters like this happen? You know, these natural disasters may in fact pick up a little bit in the next few years. I think that we're all aware that that may happen. One of the things that's very important for us to know is that when a natural disaster hits, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake or a flood, we have to know that for whatever reason, that area of land on the planet needed to be cleared. It needed to be purged. And this is not saying anything about the people or that the people did something wrong or they are sinners or anything like that. That's not what's being said here. What's being said is that area of the planet needed to be purged. And what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying is when it says purged, it's about clearing the space. And for those people who were in the path, the clearing of their lives by losing everything is exactly what was just said before, a gift. Even though they're not sure, they certainly aren't looking at it as a gift right now. To lose everything and be totally clear can be devastating. And that's not to say that the compassion and the love is not here for them. That's not what's being said. What's being said is that it's time when anything like this has happened in your life, when you are purged of all that you know to be true, whether it's through the death of a loved one or a financial failure, we have to reword that, a financial challenge that renders your resources to zero or close to it. It's always a clearing. It's a clearing for a reason. And what's being said here is when that clearing happens, it's very important that you maintain your openness to the faith of the divine. When we are in the midst of a clearing, we have a choice. Our choice is we can choose to feel bitter. We can choose to feel victimized. We can choose to feel a poor me. I guess that's like a victim. We can also choose to look at whatever has come forward to us as a new adventure, to move into gratefulness and gratitude for what we still possess, and to move into deep gratitude that we are still on the planet and still have an opportunity to expand and to grow our life in a new way. Now, this may sound like a Pollyanna attitude, but the reality is that everything has to do with our attitude. Everything has to do with our thoughts. Everything has to do with our intentions. And when we literally move into a thought pattern that is expansive, we become expansive. when we move into a thought pattern that is constricted, we become constricted. And so it is with this intention that we move forward into expansion that we start this program off. And so as we're speaking, we're talking to you about the expansiveness of your thoughts and the gratefulness of your being or of your attitude. You know, it's very easy to say when one door closes, another one opens. And there's many of us out there that are still waiting for that door to open. I know that I speak to a lot of people who are still waiting for that door to open. And in my life, I have waited sometimes a long time for that door to be opened. And, you know, I just want to share with you, when I speak like this, I'm not speaking from a person who's got it all figured out. I'm telling you what I'm hearing from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record. But the human part of me does get scared. It does feel challenged. No matter what I know about prosperity, no matter what I know about love and having a great attitude, the human part of me, the little kid in me, still does get scared. So I don't want you to think that I'm speaking to you from a different place than you are necessarily. What I do know, though, is that as soon as I start moving into that fear mentality, I have to nip it in the bud. I have to really run around it and block it, because it does not serve me to maintain myself in the hole that type of self-talk will dig for me. There are times in all of our lives where we dig ourselves in such a depressive hole that it sometimes feels totally overwhelming to crawl out of it. But I want you to just imagine that if, in fact, you feel that you are in a deep hole of depression, that you feel that you cannot climb out of it, I want you to imagine really making a dent into the dirt of the hole so that you can actually put your feet in and allow yourself to climb up out of the hole, even if it's only one step a day. It's about really moving into feeling good about you and allowing yourself to feel good about something that you did today. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be a small thing. As long as you're climbing out of that depression by helping yourself feel a little bit better today than you did yesterday. As long as you feel that you've accomplished a little bit more today than you did yesterday. Doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be meaningful for you. And for those, all of you there out there that are listening who are perfectionists and have this huge list of things that have to be done in order for you to feel good about yourself, cut it out. Choose three things. In fact, when you're just starting out, choose one thing a day that you can accomplish, that you feel comfortable in accomplishing. Just one thing a day to move yourself out of the depression. And then once you accomplish that one thing, if you feel like doing a little bit more, choose a second thing. It's important that you just put one foot in front of the other. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to myself the same time I'm speaking to you. You know, as many of you know, I lost my husband in October. And all that I know about life and all that I know about the other side and all that I know about us moving to a better and bigger and dimension. You know, there's a human part of us that we still miss. And the human part that was my husband is what I miss. I know that he's in a spiritually better place. I know that he now realizes all the stuff that I was telling him is actually true, even though he didn't believe it when he was alive. And there's many people out there that are living with spouses that don't get who they are. Well, my husband didn't really understand what I do, but he loved me. And he supported me, even though not only did he not know or understand really what I was doing, all he knew is that I was helping people, and that was good enough for him. But he had no interest in learning more about what I was doing. And in some ways, that was a lonely life. And in other ways, we had other things that we shared. But I will tell you, for all of those out there who are living with partners who don't really get the spirituality stuff, you need to make a decision. And you need to understand that if your partner has no interest in the spirituality or in the New Age information, don't push it. Be who you are. And choose to be who you are. And if they get curious, they'll come along. And if they never get curious, they never get curious. That's just not their path. Someone told me once, when I was complaining, this is years ago, I was complaining that my husband didn't understand me and that he wasn't interested in what I was interested in, and I was feeling rather sorry for myself. And what this person said is, you cannot ask for lodgings from a homeless person. And in fact, that means that you can't ask something from someone that they don't have. So what came about for me is I needed to really look at who he was and realize he really didn't change. He was the same guy that he was when I married him. Towards the end of his life, he mellowed quite a bit. But he was still the same person. So for those of you out there who are going with someone and dating someone and thinking that person's going to change, you better think again. What you see is what you get. And you need to be happy with what you see, because that's what you're going to get, and it's not going to change. The only person that can control change is the person themselves. And if they're okay with who they are, and they're not curious and have no interest in what and who you are, you need to decide, do you want that in your life or not? Now, that's not to say they don't have other wonderful attributes, but you need to decide how you want your life to look and feel. Do you want to spend the rest of your life with someone who really doesn't get you? What are the pluses along with that? Again, if you're just starting out in life, heed this information. Be clear about how you want your life to feel and look. If, in fact, the partner you're with now is not respectful of your beliefs, not going to get any better. With my husband, he ended up respecting what I did when I started actually doing the Akashic Record work as a living. Prior to that, he didn't understand why I was going to meditation class. He didn't understand why I was going. He didn't understand where or what I was doing. So just know that you have a choice, especially if you're just starting out in a relationship. if those of you have come to spirituality in the middle of a long-term relationship and now you're shifting and changing, you can only be responsible for you. Only you can change you. Don't blame your partner for not being interested in what you want or what you are interested in. Don't blame them, but do notice it. It's something to think about. And if there's anyone out there that'd like to talk about it, you can call me. I'm at 415-762-1161. That's BBS Radio's call-in number for Station 2. Again, it's 415-762-1161. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio, and I'm here listening, and my name is Donna Fox. And I spell my name differently. I spell it D-A-H-N-A. And it's pronounced Donna. The D-A-H is Da, Donna. So we're almost halfway through our show. We do have a question here on email, and it's a very interesting one at that. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to email your comments, you can email them to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, now, I do have one question that I want to answer. There's a gentleman out there that wants to order my CDs. There are three CDs. There's one for Remembering Your Magnificence. There's also one, a forgiveness CD, and there's one called, there's one on wisdom. It's called The Wisdom Place. And so, which has a variety of different messages, meditations on it for you to actually connect with your guidance. And so these three CDs, They're regularly $18 each. When you buy all three, they are $40, and there is a $6 shipping charge, shipping and handling. So if you want all three, it's $46. If you just want one, it's still $6. So the $6 is whether you buy three or you buy one. And so for the $18, it's six, so it's $24. So if it's just one you want, it's $24, and you can pay me with PayPal. And the PayPal address to send is akashicwisdom@gmail.com when you're going up to PayPal. So you can pay with a credit card by going to PayPal, and the email address to pay for the CDs is akashicwisdom@gmail.com. Or you can mail me a check. And my address, well, I'm not going to give my, if you want, call me, and I will call you back with my address. I don't want to give my address over the air. Okay. So that's how you order the CDs. So, and if you, when you order them, I will send them out. Okay. Now we have a regular question. And the question is that this particular person has been feeling physically challenged, and so the question is that she was wondering if others have some kind of physical challenge that makes them wonder if they can overcome it. And what she says, Hi Donna, physically I feel so challenged. I am wondering if others have some kind of physical challenge that makes them wonder if they can overcome it. I know I have a lot of years in this life and much to accomplish. How will this body be strong and healthy for the duration? And for all those having physical health-related challenges, what is the truth about what we are experiencing? Well, these are great questions. I want to talk about physicality here for a moment. what's important to understand is that when the physical body exhibits pain, the first thing that the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying is that you need to understand how that pain relates to what's going on in your life. Before pain actually manifests in your body, it's the emotional counterpart that is creating the feelings that in turn react to the physical. And then once you actually feel the pain, it's your body's way of getting your attention about what's happening in your life. So, for example, if you have problems with your knees, it's about what part of you needs to surrender, or what is going on in your life that is bringing you to your knees, that you feel helpless around, that you feel beaten down with. If you're having back problems, especially like the upper shoulders, scapula area, the neck, the back, you're feeling burdened. There's excess burden in your life, and you need to look at how to release that stress and burden. You feel unduly burdened. If you're feeling lower back pain on a regular basis, now, again, yes, you can have arthritis. Yes, you can have spinal problems. Yes, there can be a medical reason for your illness or your physical challenges. But what I'm hearing is the challenges are in direct relationship to situations in your life that are affecting you emotionally, which in turn affects your body. This is not news to most of you. But what's important for you to understand is if the lower back is in pain, it has to do with your first chakra, first and second chakra, your security, as well as your creativity, is being compromised. There's fear going on because you're feeling burdened and stressed. If your eyes are bothering you and they're either constantly watering or there's some issues around sight, you have to look at what you're not seeing. I know this sounds very logical, but the reality is it's so simple we sometimes overlook it. So it's about talking to your guidance and asking your guidance, what am I not seeing? There's a client that I have that has health challenges. And when she has health challenges, she always asks, what am I not seeing? Because they have a lot of it has to do with their eyes. And what happens is, when she asks the question, what comes forward is there's unresolved anger. And when the record masters, teachers, and loved ones go deeper into the record, and they bring forth the information that it has to do with her negative thinking, and it has to do with being vindictive. So what you need to look at in your life, now this can also be around stomach problems, intestinal problems. What's going on in your life that you cannot stomach? What's going on in your life that you cannot see? What's going on in your life that's bringing you to your knees? What feels so burdensome in your life that is forcing you to walk stooped over? What part of your life is making you so angry your joints are freezing up on you? And so what's important to understand is that we need to start asking our inner selves, our inner being, and our body. We need to start having a conversation with our body and asking what the body needs. And or what the body is afraid of. And you want to ask your body, how can I best support you? How can I help you be pain-free? What, these are questions you're asking your body. What do you need from me to feel and be healthy? What do you need from me to feel focused and have more energy? So it's these kinds of questions that you want to start asking your physicality. Now, does that mean that you... this is not about feeling guilty, by the way. This is not at all about feeling guilty. What it is, it's about helping you take responsibility. Now, we can say and blame that the energies of the planet or the energies that are coming in from the cosmos as energies that are playing havoc with our physicality because of the energy patterns and the grids that are being disturbed. That's true. But if, in fact, you're feeling it in certain areas of your body, that's where your vulnerability is. And it's vulnerable because it hasn't been 100% healed. Whatever you're carrying, you're still carrying. You still have a charge on. And so as the energies come in, it's absolutely important. It's fundamental that you start clearing what needs to be cleared. Because without clearing what needs to be cleared, we must prepare ourselves for the stronger and tougher energies that are going to be around. So these are just kind of baby steps, waves, if you will, as red flags or as a way of getting our attention so we start working on things. So if you're experiencing these types of physical challenges, then you need to start journaling and asking your body, your physical body, questions. One of the things that we teach in a level one is a process and a technology, if you will, called the grace points. And when you learn how to use your grace points, you don't even have to be in or have your Akashic Record energy open. You can actually access clarity just on the palms of your hands. And that work was originated by the masters, teachers, and loved ones and lords of the Akashic Record through a man by the name of Ed Conney. And Ed lives in Tennessee, and he is a master of the grace point. So there are various levels of grace points. There's the level one grace points, level two, and then there's more advanced ones for level three, etc. But it's important for you to start having a conversation with your inner being, with or without the Akashic Records. And the way you know is that it's you is if the information comes forward in a way that you wouldn't be used to. If, in fact, your ego is talking to you, let it have its say. Write everything that comes from the ego and then ask, are you done? Put that away and say, now I'd like to listen, now I'd like to hear from my higher self. The reason that's important is that the ego needs to have its say. If you push the ego back it will try to get in at all areas and will compromise your information. So write down the anger. Write down the information. Write what your ego wants to tell you. And know that it's only an opinion. And it's an opinion that is a multiple opinions of many people in your life. But write it to get it out of your body so that you can clear out the frequency, if you will, so that you can bring in the pure frequency, the pure vibration of your higher self and your I Am presence. Because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we were all born for love. We came to this planet to not only learn about love, but have the physical experience of the emotions. The emotions are extremely rich. You don't want to live without emotions. You just want to be able to command them and work within that realm. You have to remember that today truly is the first day of the rest of your life. So again, if you're interested in learning about the Akashic Records and you'd like to know more, you'd like to take a great trip to San Diego, I'll be teaching the Level 1 class in San Diego on the 26th and 27th of June. And that Level 1 class will be from 2:30 to 7:30 on the 26th and 27th. I'll also be teaching a Level 2 in San Diego on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And that Level 2 class will be at from 1 to 5 on Friday, the 25th, and then 8:30 to 1:30 on the 26th and 27th. And then for those of you who are going to be near the Portland, Oregon area, I'm going to be teaching on July 10th and 11th, a Level 1, and I hope you sign up. All of these classes, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can call me on my personal number, and that's 216-691-1233. And if there's someone out there who feels that they would like me to come lecture, if they would like me to talk at a bookstore or your group, also email me. I go where I'm invited. In fact, I'm going to be speaking on the qualities of ascension in San Diego on June 23rd, and I can email you that address. And on June 24th, I'm going to be at the Controversial Bookstore on University in San Diego proper, and I will be speaking on opening your heart and your life to prosperity. So, both lectures are only $15, and they go from 7 to 9:30. So it's quite a deal. And I also open up the records of the group and bring forth a special message just for the folks that are there, and I also take personal questions. Okay, well, enough of my commercial. Let's talk a little bit more about what we were talking about earlier. We were talking about the physicality. We were talking about relationships. We were talking about life. And so one of the things that's important as we move into as we wind down, of course, we're halfway through 2010. As we move into 2011 and on to 2012, we need to be able to be very creative about moving in and reclaiming our own power and our own internal wisdom, and our own intuition. Now, you don't need to be intuitive to work with the Akashic Records. That's because it doesn't come from an intuitive energy source. The Akashic Records, when we work with them, come from the energy source of the heart connected to the mind that goes directly to source. So we're not using third eye energy at all. But it's important for we as humans to move into what we know to be a barometer of how we define and discern truth as we see it, as we hear it, and as we feel it. So it's important as we move through the next few years that we actively begin to notice what it feels like to hear truth, to experience truth, to know truth, to know that what the person is saying is true. We also need to know from a very physical point of view what it feels like when somebody is telling you something that is not true, or wants to, or is wanting you to go along with them on something that would not be good for you. You really need to start discerning what that feels like. And knowing the difference is going to be a huge benefit to you. You can no longer not know. And you can't use that as an excuse. No, you cannot use it as an excuse. So it's really going to be important that from this point forward, you start really noticing how you feel about certain things, what you like, what you don't like, what feels good, what doesn't feel good, what feels like truth, what doesn't feel like truth. Where in your body do you notice it first? And so it's that kind of discernment and the definitions that are going to help you and serve you well. You know, it's interesting. I was watching television the other night. It's totally different subject now, I think, but I'm being told to tell you about this. And I watched the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith. And it gave a powerful, I mean, it was definitely, you know, cut down for this TV because it's only a two-hour movie. It just seemed like it should have been longer. But because there were holes in where I didn't know how things were and the way it was edited. But the gist of the movie was still strong. And what was interesting is if you've not seen the movie, or if you have seen the movie, you notice that a scientist was supposedly found a cure for cancer. And what she said was, what she was injecting into people was a virus to kill the cancer. And what was also interesting is that's the way they destroyed civilization, was by immunizing everyone. And it was a virus gone bad. Now, what's important for us to understand here, yes, it was only a movie. Yes, it doesn't, you know, it was just a story. But we have to be able to discern what feels like truth and what feels right for our body and what doesn't. The reason this is being said is because we may have an opportunity to accept or decline an immunization. Boy, I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm telling you anyway. I do know where it's coming from. It's coming from the records, but I'm... And it's important for you as an individual to decide whether or not it is good for your body to take the immunization. So you need to decide how it's going to affect you, and you need, and that's why the understanding now, the discernment between what feels like truth, what feels like untruth, you need to just start developing that muscle now. That inner voice of telling you yes or no. And then, if you hear no, you stick by it. And if you hear yes, you take the action. But now's the time to start really building the muscle of your own knowing and your own wisdom. Please be aware, it's time to start moving inward to your own inner knowing. No one can change you but you. No pill, no therapist. Not that there's anything wrong with therapy. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, ultimately, no matter who you talk to, it all comes down to you, the person in the mirror. And you really need to understand that that person in the mirror is a beautiful being of light and has many choices on this planet. That's why you came here. And for those of you who feel destined and know that they are meant for bigger, greater, and important things, you're not being egotistical at all. But unless you prepare yourself for when that opportunity hits, it will be very hard for you to succeed. And preparing means starting to build that muscle of discernment between truth and fiction, between a knowing and a hoping. So that you can take action on a moment's notice when you know what is true and you don't hope it's true. That's the difference. There's a knowing that sometimes is fueled by an ego. And that's what you are to start discerning the difference of. When you're motivated or you're pushed by your ego opposed to spirit, that's the discernment. And the reason that's important to know is because many times when people are pushed to give up their job and move into, they just make what we would say to be crazy decisions. If they make those crazy decisions before they do the work of discernment, they could be motivated by ego, and then it will not turn out the way they want it to. And they'll believe or think that spirit has deserted them, where in fact spirit wasn't directing them to begin with. It was their ego. And so discernment starts now. So how do you do that? Begin with a deck of cards. Very simple. And lay out the deck of cards. Put your hand over a card and see if you can feel what it feels like, whether it's black or red. And notice what it feels like when you think it's red, you hope it's red, and then you turn over and it's black. So the idea is teaching yourself how to discern, and then marrying those feelings of discernment to conversations or decisions you have to make. Start with a deck of cards. Lay them all out. Just begin with black or red. Black, it's a 50-50 chance. But start noticing the feelings. As you get better and you start naming it and nailing it all the time, you're right and you know what the feeling is like, black, red, no problem. Then you go into the suits and you start naming Jack of Hearts, Ten of Hearts. But you don't even have to go that far. Once you get in, once you go to what they're saying is don't go to even the numbers. Go to the suits. Go from black to red. And then discern whether it's a spade or a club. Or a heart or a diamond. And then move on from there to more complicated. So it's very simple. But notice how your hand feels the vibration of red or black. Get clear on that discernment first. Notice what that knowing feels like in your body. Get clear about what it feels like for hoping, knowing and hoping it's true. There is a difference, and start practicing it every day. In fact, it's a great game to play with kids. And if you play it with your children, what you do is you teach them early what it feels like to be right. When they have an inner knowing of what's right, with a simple game of red and black. Well, here we are, coming up on the end of our show. We only have about 5 minutes left. So if there's anyone out there that wants to call in, this would be a good time. Because soon I'm going to be off the air. By the way, if you enjoy Akashic Wisdom, there's a place for you to make a donation on the website, on the BBS Radio On My Show's website. So if you enjoy this program, you can just click on the Donate Here button, and you can donate money towards the show to keep it going. After all, this is time that I pay for. I don't have sponsors because I don't want to break up my conversation with you. So if you would like to be a sponsor by donating what you feel you can, that would be great. Hit the PayPal button and then follow the prompts from there. Greatly appreciated. And again, those dates for the San Diego Level 1 is the 26th and 27th. Email me at info@akashicwisdom.com for more information to schedule a personal consultation. And I am now doing half-hour consultations, one-hour consultations, and an hour-and-a-half consultation. So if you'd like to have pricing on that, email me or call me on my personal number, which is 216-691-1233. Well, it's been a great program. I love talking to you. And I want you to understand that the Akashic Records help you find your questions and give you insight to the answers. And then it's your choice on whether or not or what you want to do with that information. The Akashic Record Masters, teachers, and loved ones, and lords of the Akashic Record will never tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need in order to make your own personal choices. That's why discernment is so important. Whoop, we have a caller right at the end of the program. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna and Althea. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
Althea.
Oh, Althea, my goodness, how are you?
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
I know. And, you know, you've got to get to Colorado. I'm going to keep bugging you.
I'll come to Colorado anytime you want. You give me a call personally and we'll set it up. Because I'm going to Portland, Oregon. I'm happy to come to Colorado.
Excellent. Listen, I do have a question for you on discernment. When you, because you've been speaking about it and you're using the vibration of the hand, how can you feel discernment with the vibration of the heart?
Well, that's what happens. You see, what happens is you put your hand, it's just an exercise of the game because it translates. When a person puts their hand over the card, it sounds like a very elementary game. What happens is they put their hand over the card, they feel that vibration, but it immediately goes and they get the feeling of what it felt like to be right. The feeling that it's right comes from the heart.
Oh, I see.
It comes from the gut. You see what I mean? So what happens is you put your hand over the card and you say, red. And all of a sudden you notice what it felt like to be right, and that's what you're marrying there.
Okay.
Does that
the
make
heart's
sense,
really
you know?
In the vibration of the hand is what you're saying.
I'm sorry?
The vibration of the heart is being translated to the hand.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of vice versa. In other words, like a person is just, they're just feeling, what happens is red and black the red will feel warmer than the black.
Okay.
The vibration of the color will actually come through the card, and it'll make the hand feel warmer. And so once the hand feels warmer, that person will say, oh, I think this is red. And then all of a sudden, when it's right, they'll translate back to what opens their heart, and they were right. And then it was cool, and it's you see what I mean? It's almost that it's simultaneous. It's instantaneous. Because the more they do it, the more they realize what it feels like to be right and what it feels like to be wrong.
The feeling what it feels like to be right is that split-second information that we have to get to, and I think that's what you were talking about.
Yes, and it's an internal knowing. It's such a strong knowing that no one can change your mind. But the problem is when people first start out, especially within light worker work or whatever, they come from a place of they have a sense of knowing, and underneath the knowing is a hoping. And what we want...
Hoping that they're wanting whatever they're wanting and that it's going to be right. And that hoping, what you're trying to say, is really what we need to get out of and get just
correct.
Into direct
that's
knowing.
The ego. The ego is what the hoping is. It's feeling the knowing of knowing it's right. Because when you know you're right, you're not hoping it's right. You know it's right.
Got it. Okay.
See,
this
so
is clear. I heard it in my head.
Really,
go to BBS Radio, and I said, okay, and I clicked on, I saw your face, and I said, Stella, of course. And it was exactly what I needed to be reminded of and also to work on, because it's been on my mind. How do you really, really know?
It's great. Just simple in it, and you play with yourself with the game and the cards, and it translates. It will translate. Especially when your intention comes from the heart of wanting to know the discernment of what it feels like to be right. And this is not about, I want to make something very clear, the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones, it's not about perfection and I have to be right. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the feeling of knowingness. So maybe instead of saying the difference between right and not right is the difference between knowing and hoping.
So in a sense, it's not like I just need to know my truth. It isn't so much that. It's I need to know the vibration of truth.
Right.
Of truth. Yeah. Universal truth, my truth, the truth, whatever that truth may be.
Whatever that, or what the, when a person is speaking to you, where does that hit on your body as being true for you, or does it?
Right. I think people just would automatically say goose flesh. You know, they get the truth bomb. They call it the goose flesh.
Well, maybe. And maybe that's one person's way of knowing. Maybe another
person's
way of knowing is their heart expands, or they get knocked off their feet, or their body vibrates. I mean, there's so many different ways of knowing. But it, the, right. but the, what the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records are saying is that from this point forward, it's absolutely essential that we as humans begin to expand our knowing of what is truth for us.
What is truth for us?
And
thank
what
you
is
for
truth,
this.
In other words, like the idea of, because we're going to be called on to make decisions of discernment.
Well, split-second decisions on
exactly.
discernment.
And that's why we have to start practicing this now.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Many
you,
blessings.
You live in the San Francisco area, don't you?
No, I'm in Colorado.
Oh, that's right, Colorado. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to come to Colorado. Please call me on my private line. Let's talk again. And, you know, I apologize. I never got back to you when you invited me to your home, and I never got back to you. I was just going through some stuff, so I apologize to you.
You know what? Thank you for acknowledging that. Like I said, I'll just keep asking.
Oh, you know, call me. Let's talk.
Okay, thank you.
I'd love
take
that.
Care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now 12 o'clock. It's time for us to say goodnight. That was a great call. Thank you so much, Althea. Thank you so much for your call, and thank you so much for your acknowledgement. Appreciate that. And I hope that cleared stuff up for you folks as well. So we're going to close the the records now of the show. And I want you to just know that you have all the power within you to accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish. And remember that knowing has been built in by the Creator, by Source Energy, because you are Source Energy. You are a part of the Creator, and you are the Creator of your own life. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their wonderful healing information, for all those listening, and all those who will listen, and all those who are listening now. We want to thank you for all the information, for the vibrations of love. We want all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on BBS Radio by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Amen, and so it is, and we will talk to you next week. Have a miracle-filled week. This is Donna Fox saying good night.